The trunk's okay.
Hello? Yeah, hi, is the Andrew in, please? Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is Andrew in, please?
You want to talk to Andrew, right?
Please, yes.
He's on the phone, hold on, okay?
Okay, I'll hold.
Hello?
Yeah, can I hold for him?
Yeah. So I put you on hold, okay?
Thank you.
Champs, this is Andrew.
Hey Andrew, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Ruben. You got what's happening over there?
I just wanted to follow up to you and give you an update. I am on the Tala deal. I'm waiting for them to send me the application. I never got it back.
Oh, for the one I sent you, right? Where it's like 75,000.
You sent me two companies. One was Humira and Tala.
Right.
She said she was going to get me the information, but then I never received it.
Okay.
If you want to follow up with them, I left them a follow-up email. I don't want to bug them, but I just want to let you know I'm trying to follow up.
I see.
And then Mr. Moon never applied. I never got his application.
Okay. I'm gonna give the guy, Humira is one of my customers. We actually got funded through another one of our vendors the other day. So let me, I know they're working on two more because we are working on it. So I'm going to follow up with her and see what she thinks. So you just need an application from her, right? And that's it? You don't need anything else?
No, we had a very long conversation. She's looking to get a lot of money, so she's going to get me a financial package. She seems like she has gone through, you know, this process before and it's no big deal. I need her financial package to get her really what she needs.
Okay.
If not, I'll probably be limited just to 150 or 200. So if she wants to do everything, I'll need the financial package. And then the second thing was on, although I can try, you know, if she only wants me to get me an application, I can always try. And then the Mr. Moon never applied, so I'm waiting to get his application in banks.
I'm going to give the guy a call. So Ruben, just to kind of give a rough idea, on someone like Humira, she, you know, they operate, you know, like a lot of restaurants over here. You know, I'm currently working on two, and they just opened up a Golden Chick, I think about 2 days ago. So someone like her, what kind of amount can she get, and what would be the interest rate? Do you know?
I went over those questions with her. I mean, basically the sky's the limit for someone like her because she has a lot of revenue. So, I mean, she wanted me to do all her locations, which I think is what she needs. It sounds like she needs more capital, you know, maybe a million or $2 million potentially. It's really there possibly. Regarding rate, we're always going to quote a rate factor, but we're going to be competitive. I know you said she worked with Ascentium and my rates are going to be competitive. I think what's happening is she might need another source for additional funding. I don't want to start spouting off rates until she gets approved. All I can tell you is I'm not going to offer anything that's stupid. I'm going to offer something that's very competitive with what she's been provided previously. But I want to figure out.
Okay. Okay. And then another question is, like a company like mine, if I were to apply, can we get capital as well through you guys? Or?
Yeah, I actually have a product that I've actually used for another dealer in the group. So in addition to equipment loans, we do equipment loans. That's like our primary focus. But I also offer what's called a working capital loan, which is a cash loan. And we've actually done it for another dealer in the group as well as multiple other vendors. Are you looking for cash or equipment?
It will be for it doesn't matter because cash is equipment because that's what we're going to use it for.
I'm sorry to clarify. On an equipment loan, when we do an equipment loan, the customer is keeping the equipment. If you're doing a cash loan to buy something and then resell it, that'd be a cash loan because it's not secured against that equipment. That's what I mean.
Okay, so if I were to buy inventory using the capital, that would still
be
cash, right?
Loan.
It's not okay. And how much do you charge for capital loan? I've never done one.
Okay, could you grab a pen real quick and make some notes? I can give you some insight to it.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, the capital loan we provide is a really good alternative to a traditional bank loan because it's quick, it's easy, it's simple. We can get files. We're not going to look at tax returns to justify an approval. We're not going to look at what's called a spread of financials. We're just going to look at the overall cash flow and verification of ownership. So the way these programs work or not, there's no dancing around issues. So the first thing to kind of figure out is, how much money do you need, and do you currently have a line of credit with your bank?
Okay.
So do you currently have a line of credit with your bank or no?
No, I don't. I don't have.
Okay. And what are your revenues per year? What are your gross sales?
We are probably doing about $10 million a year.
Okay. And how much cash would you be looking for? And also, what would it be used for? I mean, is this to get new products?
It'll be for inventory, obviously. It would be probably about around $100,000 to $200,000. Mm-hmm. And the reason, about $100,000 to $200,000.
Okay, and you said the reason, go on.
The reason, we're going to be moving very soon, my location. I'm going to be acquiring a new building. And then once we get the, I currently have, we have two stores. The other store we already moved, and we already bought the building this year. And then next year we're going to buy another building. And then once we get the building, we're going from, right now we have about 12,000 square feet. We're going from 12,000 to about 40,000. So, we need to get a lot more products to stock up the warehouse. So I was just want to get an idea to see if that would be the route I'm willing, to go to take.
Let me give you some numbers. You're a vendor, so you're not necessarily a client, so I would just give you bare bones pricing. So let me give you an idea of how this product works and if it's a good fit for you, okay?
Okay.
So let me just bring up some numbers here. Give me a second. So if you do a cash loan, the whole idea behind it is it's essentially, we might put a UCC filing, but essentially it's cash. It's not really secured. And so there's an inherent amount of risk on it.
I understand.
What I'm going to quote you is on, now the way it works is this. So let's just say we give you 150 or 250 or whatever amount you need. We could potentially give you more than 150, by the way, or more than 100.
Okay.
But let's say we approve you for, let's say you want 150. Now the way we collect the loan is the following. We would wire the money into your bank account. Then you would actually repay us on what's called a micro debit. So instead of you paying us on a monthly basis, we take a small payment either once per day. That's a fixed payment, 21 days per month, or once per week. Now, the loan is going to work on three factors. It's going to be how much you're borrowing, how long you're borrowing, and the according cost of capital. So generally, these terms will work from 6 months to 18 months. Usually, most customers are going to go as long as possible. So let me give you some numbers you'd be looking at here, okay?
Okay.
If you borrowed $150,000, and I'm just going to quote you on, say, a daily basis of 21 business days per month, but we can always do weekly. So I'll give you a quote. So if you did, what do you want me to quote you on, like 150 grand?
Let's do 150, yes.
All right. So I'm going to quote you low end and high end. If you did 150 grand, your payback would range between, about 180 to 185 for 12 months.
A day, right? You're talking about...
No, that's your total
payback. That's how much we're going to pay back for 12 months, right?
So the cost on that, if you did that on a daily basis, so if you looked at, say, 180, and you did that over, say, a daily basis, you're looking at a payment around, on the low end, around 717. And if you're looking at, say, a little higher, you're looking at a basis of around 734.
Okay. So that's per day, right?
Yeah. Now let's talk about, an 18-month. 18 months. Have you ever applied for this product before or no?
No. This is the first time. I just want to get some information and see if that would be a good fit for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The pricing I'm quoting you is below market because you're an equipment dealer. It's not the same pricing I'd quote a client. Our pricing is very competitive. So if you look at, say, $150,000 over, say, a 18-month period, I have about 10 different programs, so I just don't want to spat off a number. Your payback on that would probably be around 195, give or take. So I'd say between 192 to 200 is a good idea. So if you assume 195, there's 378 days in that cycle. So your payment would be 515.
Okay, I see. So basically, okay. So the longer that we dry this out, the more we're gonna pay, and then basically, I can, based on the number you gave me, I can kind of calculate the interest and see how much we'll pay.
Yeah, it's a cent on the dollar. So what I'm quoting you is this: if you did this over a year, the payback would be for every dollar you borrowed between 20 to 25 cents on the dollar over a year. So you can say
right.
20 to 25%. If you did right. this over 18 months, the number I'm quoting you is about 30 cents on the dollar.
Right. So I see. Okay.
It's twice as long. I mean, sorry, it's 50% longer, but it's not more than 50% less interest. The industry average, just so you know, for if you did a 12-month term, the industry average is around 28 to 40 cents on the dollar. So I'm quoting you pretty low end. If you're looking for this product, it's a great product because we offer interest forgiveness when you borrow more money. So if you want to borrow more money, we do interest forgiveness. It's an easy way to access capital, and it's fast. I mean, if you wanted to apply, I could get you approved and funded within about 4 hours.
I see. Okay.
You want
I
to
will...
details of it just so you have it on file?
No, I think I'll be okay. The interest is a little high. We have enough capital. I just want to get some numbers to see how much it's going to cost. But I definitely appreciate the information, and then I'll follow with the customers, the two, and see what exactly is going on, and then I'll circle back around with you, okay?
Yeah, and Andrew, not to beat a dead horse, my goal is to get your equipment financing business, not necessarily sell you this product, but what I would tell customers, you're not the only customer that tells me, hey, the interest is a little high, because we're all used to borrowing money on, say, like a car loan or an equipment loan. This is unsecured cash. This is unsecured cash, so this is really something where I encourage every customer to apply for the bank, but I'm honest with them. This is something that shows that, hey, if you want something that, you know, maybe your bank can't do, this is a great alternative, but, you know, give me a holler if I can help you out.
Yeah, I got it. All right, Ruben, appreciate it.
All right, let me know what these guys say. I'd love to get it done.
Okay, right, I'll still go back with you. Right, bye.
You got it.